soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on December 31st, 2022. This message is called Satan, the God of this present evil world. I'm struck as the Lord is impacting me with the vast control his arch enemy possesses in the earth today. As the Spirit of God illuminates and quickens the Word of God, one can review what is stated in the New Testament about this ruling authority of darkness. Jesus encountered the devil himself many times, as Jesus was led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to fast for 40 days, to be tempted of the tempter, Satan. Satan came along and did his shtick. You can read all about it in the New Testament. Satan tested Jesus, and Jesus resisted him and was victorious in every way. Jesus quoted the Word of God in response to the various things the devil offered to Jesus. I am wanting to relay here for all to consider and remember that Satan has many attributes described in the Scriptures. A disciple of Jesus is not to be ignorant of the devil's devices. Ignorance is not bliss, but rather comes with certain destruction. It's written. Satan is a slanderer, he's a murderer, a liar, a deceiver, destroyer, tempter, and is the very spirit that works in the children of disobedience. The devil showed Jesus the kingdoms of the world, and he laid claim to it all. He offered Jesus a deal to take control if Jesus would only bow down and worship him. No way. Jesus knows you shall only worship the Lord God, and him alone shall you serve. Worshiping God, and don't forget to serve him, is the basic duty Jesus exhibited, and he is the way. So take heed to all of what can be known about this way, which is Jesus. Paul wrote in a letter that it is a spiritual reality that the war that is waged against mankind, and especially believers in Jesus, is not against flesh and blood. It is rather against spiritual forces Paul described as, quote, rulers, powers, cosmocrators. What's that? Well, it's the world seized and held captive by these powers. In the darkness, spiritual wickedness, and all of this is seated in the heavenlies. Unquote. This tells us that we're dealing with entities that are not mere natural physical things. They're on a plane, a dimension above the earth. Paul wrote that there is an armor provided by God from head to foot, spiritually speaking. This is provided in order to resist in the evil day. That day is certainly now and has been throughout time, but it's escalating in recent years. To stand, to resist, to have the victory, all of these things are through Jesus Christ and abiding in him. The devil is seeking whom he may devour. He's described as a ravenous lion seeking prey. If you give him a place, he will take it and bring you into death. This is his domain. Death, darkness, deception, and defilement. He hates God, he despises his people, and he has taken captive many of the earth's population. The whole world lies in the evil one, said John the Beloved. The devil is able to deceive the whole entire world, which is underway now. He has sons and daughters, willing servants to his agenda. Yes, there are willing comrades of Satan who sign up to do all the despicable deeds of Satan. They long to do his lustful deeds, Jesus tells us. There are Satanists. There are secret societies that delight in the occult powers. There are simple, everyday people that are just as steeped in the ways of Satan as they. To be self-willed is to be a Satanist. To do as you please, as every man doing what is right in their own eyes, is kin to the Satanists. Do you realize this? Satan does not savor the things of God, but of man. He's man-centered. Now you know how subtle this is. The good news is the gospel. God sent light so those sitting in the darkness could see the light. This was announced in the earliest testimonies of the New Testament. Jesus came preaching as this light. He commanded, "Repent and believe the gospel." This is how God ordained that captive men and women and children could be set free, made alive, and live perpetually throughout all ages to come. It is by these means. Do you want to know the way? Then follow Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. So I'm pondering how vast this realm of darkness is and all those that are held in bondage to it. There are the willing ones who signed up to follow Satan. He promises many lies, just like the devil tried to seduce Jesus. There are many who have admitted publicly they sold their soul to the devil. Some believe the serpent's lie about never dying, though they sin against God. He's a liar. He's a murderer from the beginning. And this is what he told Eve. She relayed the lie to Adam. They fell sway to the deceiving tempter. Some things just don't change. The wicked believe the lies, and those who do not hold to the truth and love the truth and obey the truth fall victim to the power of the lie. God is even turning people over right now to believe the lies, hook, line, sinker, and even what they have called vaccination. Jesus made it clear that he desires people to turn from darkness to light, to be released from the power of Satan to the power of God. It is not God's will that any perish, but all come to salvation through Jesus. Sadly, people choose their own destruction for the fitting pleasure of a moment. Others do not give earnest heed to the truth of God they heard and drift away down off the cliff of oblivion. One must be anchored in Christ to endure to the end if they wish to be saved. That's the way it is. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.